Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're talking about burgers. Barbecue Bob and I are, we talk about a lot of things between the segments as well. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention that this show is playing on Veterans Day. Bob is a veteran. Thank you for your service. And all of you that are listening, thank you for your service as well. Because in times like these, where we are watching skirmishes and wars around the world, and there's a lot of political unrest.
And rumors of wars.
Right. There's a ton of political unrest in the world, even on our college campuses, which I shake my head at. But anyway, long story short, we're forever blessed and forever grateful to have a military like the United States has, which really lets us all sleep easier at night. And know that when I wake up the next morning, there's somebody watching over me that's a lot better at doing that than I am for myself.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
So,
hey, I have to entertain you just a little bit because you tend to kind of lose your mind when I talk about my log building because it's going so slow. Well, let me tell you, I have verifiable proof of why it's going so slow, and doing things by yourself is ridiculous. And I found out as soon as I got home from my trip, I don't even know what day it is. As soon as I got home, like the very next day, I'm up trying to get more logs up and my purlins across so I can put the steel on the roof. And I'm on my 9-foot ladder at the highest point doing something of a reach, you know, trying to be careful. And my ladder went in a different direction than my body.
Yep.
And I literally came down on my back. I was so afraid and so out of wind and not knowing what I broke. I'm really banged up right now. I'm really sore.
Yep.
But I have a hot tub, so that's good. I didn't break anything. But I'm telling you, my shoulders and everything took it. And that was, I think my feet were about 6-7 feet off the ground. And the thing just went sideways, and I literally fell flat.
Did the log line on you too?
No, the log was already in place.
Oh,
I was trying to put a rafter in, and no, luckily that could have been great.
Okay, at our age, two things: one, you have no business doing this by yourself, and secondly, you're smart enough to know that your ladder needs to be on solid ground. And it probably was, but it's just a push sideways, and it came out from under you.
You're up that high,
right?
You're at risk.
Yeah. But slow or not, if it takes another month and you get a guy out there to help you, then take the month.
Yeah.
Because you could be still laying there, or you could have fallen in on a log or a stump or whatever.
Anything. That was the miracle. Here's the legs of this big ladder.
Right.
And I didn't fall on them. I fell right between them.
Yeah.
And holy cow. I heard a crunch.
Yeah, sure.
Something didn't end up well.
Right.
Anyway, so how about a big fat Mediterranean burger while you're laying on your back in the woods?
Well, you're going to help me with that one because...
I printed it off. I stole this from somebody years ago, and I don't remember where I had it, but whoever made it just did a superb job, and I managed to get a copy of the recipe. They used ground sirloin.
I'll tell you what,
the ground sirloin was so good. I wouldn't argue with them, but you know, we've already talked about Chuck being better. Finely chopped medium sized onion, chopped garlic, a 12-ounce jar of roasted peppers, and that's the red peppers, and I use those for all sorts of things. And I do roast my own.
They come in a liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yep, yep.
And that liquid is largely runoff from when you roast them. You get that, a lot of water out of them. And so you chop those up. It takes some breadcrumbs, some extra virgin EVO, minced basil, chopped fresh oregano, chopped fresh rosemary, and salt and pepper, and then you mix all those together and make your patties, And you combine the sirloin, onions, garlic, roasted pepper. I'll put it on the website into patties. Then you take the mayo, lemon juice, garlic, and capers for the sauce. And you cook your burgers up. You put your cheese on, and then you put sliced artichoke hearts on top.
Wow, this is Mediterranean.
It is.
Capers and artichoke hearts.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, it just
explodes. Can you taste the burger?
Loads. You don't have to. You taste in the Mediterranean.
Right. Wow. That sounds good, I guess.
While you still can before they blow it to the smithereens.
Right. So the flip side of this is you're a hotter food guy than me, spicy hot.
Yeah.
And
I'm just a hotter guy in general.
Well, yeah,
it's
okay.
Been said.
We'll go with that. Yeah. a Southwest burger is something that is really good. You can get your heat two ways, with seasonings or with vegetables, meaning peppers.
Yep.
Right? And you got to be careful not to use too much of either, but some of both is really good.
But your seasonings that are hot are vegetables.
Well, yeah, powdered. Right, exactly.
Yep.
So generally a pepper-based.
Same.
Yep, generally a pepper-based thing.
So, yeah, Southwestern burger I had, and I didn't write up a recipe for this. I've done it several different ways, but again, McCormick's makes a great Southwestern. It should be a McCormick show.
Sure.
We need to talk to them. They have a wonderful spice. If you're going to do a jerk food, McCormick's has a great jerk seasoning.
Right.
So when you don't know, just go to a store that has a lot of spices and try and find something pre-made. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. But you make yourself a nice big cheeseburger. And if it's Southwestern, I'm going to probably just go with a white provolone. Provolone's wonderful. I might go with a white cheddar, but there's going to be so much spice. I don't think you're going to taste the cheese. You just kind of want it for texture and a little bit of a complimentary flavor.
Yep.
I'm going to put jalapenos, and I'm going to put fresh jalapenos on this. I might slightly grill them, use a white cheddar, and then I'm going to make up some guac.
Okay.
And we have on our website my daughter Maggie's guacamole recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And she got it from a Mexican restaurant she worked at in Jacksonville when she was in college. And I'm telling you, it is the best guac I've ever had, to the point to where half the time I won't even eat other people's guacs because they just don't measure up.
Right.
But this one is fantastic, and it's basically avocado, which are ridiculously priced now, lime, cilantro, white pepper, garlic, minced tomato, and lime.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that is just, and sea salt, and it's just got a bang to it.
Yeah. So you put some of that on the burger.
Yep.
With your, I would go grilled jalapenos versus fresh. Changes the texture a little bit. Softens them up, but it also takes a little bit of the heat out of them. When you cook them, they get a little more mild. So if you like a big bite, and then maybe you go with the purely fresh ones, they haven't ever hit any heat. But if you want to soften them up a little bit and give them a little less heat, you might throw them in a pan, cast iron, for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I might even pickle a red onion and do a little pickled red onion on that too.
Yep.
I don't think it would be wrong.
Those are good.
You're supposed to use hatch peppers, but I just don't care for the flavor of hatch. It does nothing for me. It's
right.
Just okay.
Yeah.
And people make a big fuss out of it because they're limited.
Right.
Well, guess what?
They come
electricity.
From...
If you've got an electric car, electricity is limited too. Don't make a big fuss over it. Just push it.
Wow, where'd that
see
come from?
See how I segued there?
I don't know.
Segways are electric too.
Yeah. They are. Take you all over the city in one of those things, right?
They got cops riding them, RoboCops.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a Southwestern burger. You can do so much with it. You can stuff your burgers. You know, if you're going to do stuffed burgers, what would you do?
You know, be careful and not put too much stuff in them because they fall apart when you're cooking them.
Much stuff.
But whatever you like in them. I mean, you know, there's cheese is always good between a couple patties. When you bite into it, it kind of oozes out. The olives could go in there, but again, not too many. Any vegetable, I think if you could dice some onion in there. You could. I wouldn't put the lettuce in. I put the lettuce on because it gets slippery. But there's a variety of things. What do you put in them, Bob?
I never make them.
No?
I've done it a couple times. It's okay. It's the gimmick.
And you gotta be careful to seam them around the edge because they'll fall apart and they'll never cook together if they don't.
I seem to remember that.
Yep.
All right. Hey, listen, don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out all our sponsors on the right and get your Christmas presents there. It's coming up, boys.
All right, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys each and every week. We appreciate you tuning in. Get out there, get your big buck, and be safe in that tree. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.